All right.
Yep, we're up and recording. Okay, so give us your comments, Jabari.
Comments? What?
On the iodine idea.
For a way to figure out if you have enough iodine, because if you put something on your hand and it dissolves after a couple hours, I mean, then that means that that was something that you lacked. And that's like even you lacked quite a bit of it, as you were putting on compound after compound, and it was continually disappearing after a couple hours. So yeah, that's what I took from it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been vegetarian since 26 before you guys were born. And it took a week. There you go, man. It took a week. You hear me? It took a week before it dissolved. And it took another week to dissolve. So I was taking it every day, and it was disappearing as fast as I could. And some of it showed you, what, 7 hours later it was gone? And that was the fourth day. Just imagine the first, second day. Maybe 3 or 4 hours, it absorbed it in my system, and it said, hey, where's the rest of this stuff? So I think last Saturday, I think it was something like that, I put on the last batch. I'm just looking. I took pictures the other day, maybe a day or two ago, and it was getting low. And now I think I woke up this morning and I was looking. Basically, it's all gone. So it took a week to absorb it. Then it took a week before it actually got up to its level after putting it on every day and sometimes twice a day. Then at the end of that seven-day period, then I put it on, and then it lasts for 1 week. You're supposed to have maintenance for 1 week. It means, you know, once it's at a good level. Now, why do we have iodine? Why do we lack iodine? And what will it show in my behavior and how it affects me? Y'all should have answers to that question because it's all of the paperwork I sent you. And I think we talked about it last week.
There they go.
The question was,
you saw how much I lacked
iodine. I lacked iodine for a whole week. It took a week to absorb. Then after a week, then the following week,
I was rattling stuff.
Cut, mute yours. Otherwise, it's feeding into the recording, and I can hardly hear myself. Okay, so the question was: okay, when you have iodine deficiency, because that's what I had. I had obviously iodine deficiency. When you have iodine deficiency, what are you going to see as problems or issues in your life? What does it affect? Iodine depletion. That's what I call what I had, iodine depletion. I didn't have zero. To me, it sounded like I didn't have any.
Knowledge and understanding, I guess.
Well, you got to look back at your notes. That's the notes I sent you guys.
I'm opening. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't on my computer. Kind of multitasking, but, you know, I told you I had this thing going on. But,
yeah, I understand. Well,
yeah,
access to you, too, because I sent all y'all the write-up.
Did you send it today?
No, I sent that last week or the week before, because I've been asking y'all questions. if you lack iodine, if you're hypothyroidism type 2, which is not detected, that's what it means, it's not detected, but you have it, what is the effect? We could see it in our community. So that's the reason why. So it's a question that you already know the answer to, really.
Thyroid hormone, that's what it produces, correct? How do they say it? Thyroid hormone?
Hormone?
And aggression, when you don't have it, it's a intellectual impairment, ADD, violent behavior, that kind of thing, correct?
Yeah, well, all that stuff that's on the list, and I just thought it was interesting.
Mood swings, depression, anxiety, nervousness, learning disabilities, obesity, all that stuff. Okay. Yeah, that's the list now. I'm sorry. Yeah. But we talked about it multiple times. So
that kind of affects the way you even learn,
which probably could have done a better job at in college if I had more of that stuff in mind. Probably could have done a better job at studying at night during those all-nighters and whatnot. So think about it.
Yep, that was one of the issues, that is for sure. And it's plaguing our community, that's for sure. The boys got a hand over us. So the point is, that's their goal. The goal is to actually do these things, and we wind up suffering from it. So the point is, we need to just come up to speed on what we're lacking, what's happening in our body, so that we can, be, as some would say, right. Now, remember, the purpose of my existence is to make sure that, we get free. That's it. That's what my dream showed me. No, nothing more. So as we go about this, we need to make sure that, you guys, understand what's going on so y'all could, be part. There's other people jumping on the ship. And in 1980, none of y'all were born, so sorry. I didn't know if any of your faces were on the elevator out of the joint. Escapism.
So, question. So, how do you feel now that you have all the iodine? Do you feel a difference?
Yeah, I thought I told you. I've been taking a bunch of herbs and a whole bunch of things. This day number 73. Yes, I had some knee problems. I had some knee issues. Knees would, on my right knee would once in a while just, start hurting. And so that has stopped. But it took a while. Remember, this day 73, so this is not no week or something like that. That's not what we're talking about. I just found out about the iodine. Oh, my goodness. Okay, good. I'm glad I have it written somewhere else. Because I'm keeping a schedule. I have what I'm calling a schedule of what happened every day. Some days nothing really happened, I could tell. Some days I can't, those type of things. Obviously, going to the bathroom, that's consistent. Now, the question was, because Maggie asked the same question, what is your major difference? Well, thinking back, okay, forget about thinking back. I can look back at my notes. Okay, so herbs for the gut was one day I took some. Then I bought herbs. So this started November 21st was the first day. I was taking rhubarb. I think I some of that stuff I gave you and your son was rhubarb in it also. So I was taking rhubarb and going to the bathroom a lot. I was trying to address hemorrhoids. Years ago when I had was on a cleanse program back in the 80s, I was on a cleanse program 21 day, and when I went off of the juice, 7 day raw, 7 day juice, and then 7 day raw, when I went back onto the raw, I was eating some raw nuts, and I found out that no, I was not supposed to eat raw nuts that quick, and the raw nuts would clog up my intestines, and that's what happened. So he said, that's why you got that, and I didn't know, so that's the whole point. So we need to, you know, become more knowledgeable of what's going on, of eating nuts. You should have a limited supply of nuts if you're on raw, even if they're raw nuts. So that was my issue. So I was taking that, and it made me go to the bathroom a lot. That was on day one and day number two and day number three. Okay? And those are the 3 days I took it. I took two pills. Two of the cellular herbs, foods. Okay, then I got on day number three, I hurt my left hand playing basketball and did not use Eva Fave. There's this Fave that I bought from Sal, that I had bought from Dr. Sabi. So I had taken that, and when I started on the day of just Dr. Sabi stuff, I finally got it all in the mail. So I started taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. 3 of his items. I bought 6 of them, so I took 3 of them. And I was taking 3 of them for, you know, however many days I needed the hand. And then I noticed on the first day that I took it, hand swollen very bad on the morning. So I applied Avasav again to swollen left hand in the morning and stopped going to the bathroom a lot when taking the rhubarb. So this is day number 4. Day number 3, I stopped the rhubarb, and I'm just taking Dr. Sabi stuff. My hand was swollen. Remember I told you the day before I was playing basketball, it really hurt my hand. So now I got my hand swollen. I'm now taking the herbs, since you asked. I didn't even review this stuff in so long. So then the next day, okay, like I said, it was swollen. This is day number 2 on the stuff from Dr. Sabi. And then I put some of the Avasav to swollen left hand once per day. Swelling is down in the morning, but still inflamed. I have half of my mobility back, but still swollen in the morning. And played 7 basketball games on Friday. Did not use bathroom a lot as before. Okay, so that morning was still a little swollen. I got my ability back. By that evening, I was out there playing basketball again. So that should tell you something. Okay. So, like I said, I had half of my ability, and it was still inflamed that morning. So by the afternoon, evening, 3, 4 o'clock, that was, I guess you can call it history. All right. Next day, day number 3. Okay. All right. On day number 3. I had fungi on my toe. I guess it was when I was at the YMCA back in Hagerstown. you know, when you're going from the when I was lifeguarding and doing different things, when you use the sauna and you use the hot and cold back and forth and you're walking around on those floors, there's a lot of fungus that's on the floor. And I think I caught it into my nails on my right foot. I went to a doctor this summer, to ask him, okay, I got this foot fungus. How do I get it out of my nail? So he gave me something. He told me it'd take a year or two. So I took that once and I said, forget that thing. So now I'm using this Avasab. So this is the results of the Avasab. And it's like third day of the Avasab. Applied Avasab this morning to fungi on toes. Applied it to my knees, my hand, my foot, and forgot my hand was swollen. All right? So the swollenness from 2 days ago, gone. Like before, my hemorrhoids came out when using the bathroom. My bowels hurt when I sit down after using the bathroom. When playing basketball, my swelling like herbs. Okay? Oh, yeah, my sweat smelled like herbs. So I have been taking this for day number 3. So now it's coming out of my pores. So I'm out playing basketball, and then I could smell the herbs that I had in my system. I can smell that from my sweat. So that's day 3. Day 4. Applied Avasab this morning, the fungi on toes and knees and foot. Like before, my hemorrhoids came out when using the bathroom. My bowels hurt when I sat down after using it. All right, so that was day number 4. So after that, I basically similar things were happening. So I went to day 11. Nothing changed up to day 11. Ran out of one of Dr. Sabi's things, and I am seeing results of the fungi that had been growing under my toes for years, correcting. So now the fungi on my toes were correcting. This dude said it was going to take a year if I took his drugs or take his salve or his cream or whatever and apply it every day. And I'm getting results from this. Okay, then day number 12, applied Avasab this morning, the fungi on toes, to my knees, to my hand and my foot, like before. My hemorrhoids came out, no difference in happening with that. Then day number 13, same as started, to see my fungi disappear in the toes. So by day 13, the fungi was disappearing. Day 14, play basketball, but left ankle feel sprain and apply Ava. Day 15, wake up to a foot okay. So I sprained it the day before. The next day is back that morning. I'm back up. Back up and running, just using the Avasab. That's supposed to be applying oxygen and electricity to those organs. Okay, and each morning I am using my bowels each morning. Okay, so day number 17, I applied Ava to my mosquito bite. This was when we was in Puerto Rico. So you know, Puerto Rico, them boys are eating you up. So that's what it took. So everything basically the same. And I'm now the last day of one of day 22 and 23. I'm running on the last days of one of those items that I bought from Dr. Sabi. Okay, so I got, then I started taking another one, green, different type of herbs. And like I said, on January 23rd, I started taking this General Teeth from Klein. And so all of this is now brings me down to the part I am now. Hardly have any desire to eat food. Now, the question might be asked, okay, why don't you have a desire to eat food? According to the rules of the law, food is a, how do we put it? Food is a medicine. Food is supposed to be taken into your body to heal your body, not to feed your glutton appetite. That's not what food is was designed for. Herbs are for the, greens are for healing the body. Fruits are for cleansing the body. So basically, what is happening, and I've been noticing it for quite a while, especially I'm still taking the green food. As I'm taking these different things, it has in it what they call iris moss. Iris moss, the reason why they came up with the name iris moss, I believe they said that during in Ireland, during a crisis and a famine and everything polluted, that people were able to live off of iris moss, literally. They didn't have anything else to eat, nothing else, and they were able to live off of iris moss. And so what it does is it fills, basically, the body is supposed to operate that once it has the amount of nutrients and minerals, then the body automatically just stops desiring food. Because it says, hey, you're only supposed to eat food to fill your cells and your nourishment. Once I reach that level, then we shut down you being hungry because there's nothing else your body needs. It's not based on your taste. So basically what was happening in my system was I was feeding it all of these nutrients and minerals, and my body was saying, okay, man, that's it. What do you mean? That's it, man. So, like the last few days, all day, I'm doing a lot of things, but I basically didn't have anything except my 3 tablespoons of molasses, which I told all of you guys should be taking. That Betsy Allen, she's the one who taught me that. She's, you know how she looked at 80, 90 years old, and she had mentioned that that's what she had to do. I asked her, what was the trick? She said, hey, you're taking molasses every day. Why does molasses work every day? 3 teaspoons of molasses every day. It builds up your iron. Why is iron needed? Well, iron is what's electrifying your system. You put electricity on any wire, copper wire, iron wire, it's going to flow through it. So that's what it's doing in your system. It's building up and it's pushing the stuff through. So the next thing that happened, so I take that every morning. So that's a must. And now I'm taking the herbs every morning. So the first thing in the morning, I'm taking the green food. Then I'm taking my 3 tablespoons of iron. And now I'm taking also this herbal tea. Like I said, the herbal tea is just 7 days ago I've been started on that one. So with that, it's feeding all my cells. So yesterday, the only thing I ate was I drank a combination of juice, apple, and pineapple juice. I juiced in the juicer. After I drank that, I was like, cool. I was like, dad, I can't even drink nothing now. That was in the middle of the day, after the middle of the day. And before that, I had only a beet, carrot, ginger, apple juice. I juiced that, drank that. And I ate, what was that? Yeah, I tried to eat some persimmons. They wasn't good, so I ate at least 1 persimmon. And that was it. Then last night, I felt I needed to put something in my stomach. Not hungry, but I figured, okay, I could throw something in there. So I had some mushrooms and quinoa. And I was full. That wasn't even a lot. I was full. The day before, which I'm trying to grab back my memory to get that, it was almost the same thing. Yeah, what I had was kale. A little bit of kale. I made some, but last 2 days, this is last 2-3 days. I made some kale. I made some hummus, and I had a salad. That's what it was, a salad. So those three things filled me up. Then another day, I just had those, and then I had a raw blueberry pie. It was blueberry, raspberry, grapes, papaya, all mixed together in a raw food pie that I made. So that's it. And I'm like right now, I took my iron, threw my molasses, and took my green food. I'm done. I am so full. I can't even squeeze nothing else in my system. And I'm drinking water. So, yes, drinking lots of water. So with each one of those, with my four tablets, my four cell, and my and my molasses, I drink 32 ounces. Then I'll drink the Klein tea. That's another 32 ounces. So there's a half a gallon done already down my throat. So with those two things, half a gallon there, then I'll maybe drink something else. Like yesterday, like I said, I drank some of those juices. And after drinking those two juices, that's a whole, like a gallon. So I was literally done. So it's feeding my cells like it's supposed to. And after it feeds my cells, that's it. And that was on Tuesday. I was eating the kale and so forth and the hummus. And I think I made some cashew, you know, remember those carob balls? I made it out of cashew butter this time. So, yeah, so it's becoming amazing of what's actually going on in my system. Like I said, one day I was coughing up all this. It was like choking me. That's what it was. It was like choking me, literally. The mucus was choking my throat, and I'm like, gotta get this stuff out. So you could feel it like a cold is coming on. But I knew it wasn't a cold, but it felt like roughage trying to get out of my system. And eventually I got that phlegm out. And when I got that phlegm out, my two shoulders and my chest, I could feel like something just got relieved out of my body. So this is truly an experience. This is truly the experience of what I've been going through for the last 73 days. Now, Dr. Sabi said he had to go through a cleanse or a fast or whatever he wants to call it, a cleanse with his herbs and stuff for 90 days. And when he went through it, after the 90-something days, he had everything revived. Everything worked out fine for him. So basically, he had high blood pressure, diabetes, overweight, impotency, asthma. So he had all of these different things. I think he said like 300 pounds or something. Now, he was at 30 years old, something like that, 30, 36. So he got all these diseases at that age. So he spoke to this guy in Mexico, and the guy in Mexico said, "Hey man, yeah, we can cure you, no problem. You gotta go through a cleanse program, 90 days." And he asked the guy, "Was he insane?" And the guy asked him, "Why are you asking me? Am I insane? Who is overweight? Who has diabetes? Who has every disease under the sun?" So it sounds like, are you insane by eating the diet that you've been eating? I'm not the insane one. You're the insane one. So you went through it. At the end of his 90 days, all of his ailments that we just talked about were gone. It took him 90 days. I'm on day 73. So I'm going to find out about this 90-day deal. I'm going to find out about this big deal here.
What happens after the 90 days? Do you have to continue? Or how does that work?
Okay, so this is what happened, okay? I'm telling you what's happening in my body because I'm taking my herbs. Well, okay, Maggie asked the same thing. Okay, how long did you plan to stay on this diet or this lifestyle or that you have to be taking these herbs? And I said, okay, let me think about it. So what I started realizing was the food in our when you go to a grocery store, all of the food that you buy in a grocery store, organic, non-organic, no matter what it is, all of it, GMC, non-GMC, all of it is all deficient. Deficient in minerals and nutrients, period. So the list of raw food, the list of good food, of alkaline food, the list of electrical food, is that we're trying to pick the best of all of these depleted foods that we're getting. So if they're depleted, I mean, they're good to eat. They will get oxygen to your system. They will add voltage to your system, but they're never going to give you all the minerals and nutrients and vital nutrients that you need because it's no longer in the soil. Those things have been, you know, dumped into the sea. So, like I realized that, okay, so how am I going to get my iodine? I can eat the seaweed. Yes, that seaweed is good. All the iodine and all that stuff, all the minerals and semi-minerals are in the ocean. And so the ocean said, oh, okay, no problem. Now we can grow greens in the ocean since we can't grow very healthy greens on earth, on the soil because you guys depleted it. And it's being dumped, you know, all of it's being dumped into the water. So that's why we have seaweed. Remember we used to eat a bunch of seaweed? Yes, that's what you need. You need a bunch of seaweed to give them your iron. That's just to get the iron. Seaweed has a lot more things to offer, but for sure the iron is one of them. Okay. And Mope asked me the same thing. And I realized, okay, well, if I'm not going to get it there, how much seaweed are you going to eat every day to get the iodine that you need? I doubt if we're going to eat enough. So I have my seaweed. I'm eating a little here and there. So I'm not going to eat enough of it. So I know from now on, I'm going to have to put at least once a week, put the iodine on my skin, on my foot, and let it absorb into my skin. So that's a given. So my molasses, that's for the rest of my life. Obviously, the green food, that's going to be probably the rest of my life too, because I'm not getting it from anywhere else. So just taking the herbs to get the vital nutrients and minerals, yes, you're going to need something to substitute for it. So some would call it vitamins, but we're calling it cell food, serving the cells. So I'm not hungry. That's the whole problem. The problem is I'm not hungry. I don't want food. It's not desirous. So it's a different mentality. You no longer care. So the catch is, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, and I also read somewhere that, you know, God, the food that he provides to us and stuff is not, you know, for, you know, it doesn't become addicting. It's not for our own pleasure to eat. You know, it's for the reasons that you just mentioned as well. So the fact that you're not hungry when you do, you know, these things and you're not eating as much and so forth, but you're still fulfilled is actually a really good thing because some people, like, they overeat, you know, and a lot of the food is addicting. It's food that you want to go back to. It's food that you want to continue eating. And sometimes you don't even feel for, you know, an hour or two later, you still feel full. You know, you're not full anymore, you know. You want more. So that's all I'm saying.
Can we answer your question, Ayanfe?
Yeah, you answered my question.
Okay, cool. All right, so the bottom line is we have got to figure out, I guess, this freedom, because I think I'm figuring it out, that eating this food and putting this stuff into your cells does change your thinking. So you asked again, okay, what other effects? So you heard some of the effects. That's the food effect. My mind is entirely different. I'm able to see things from a different perspective totally. Life is taking on a different meaning in life. So what I grew up in, what I've known for the last 40 years, being a vegetarian, that's all different, all of it. I did go through phases from eating meat, you know, pork and all of the stuff that I grew up on, to becoming a vegetarian, to becoming a raw foodist, now to become something else. What is it? I don't know. It's called the cell food. So that's the bottom line. The reason why people are overweight is because they're usually eating sodium glutamate, MSG. MSG is addicting. It tells your body, it tricks your mind into thinking that you didn't eat anything, and so it's constantly saying that it's hungry, it's constantly, and plus you're not even getting the nutrients, so the body is telling you that, and now this is telling you the same thing. So that's why it's put in most of the foods, a lot of the foods added. So the best food for you to eat to make sure you're not getting that MSG, because they said they now put it under spices. They hide it because people got hip to it. So instead of telling you I put MSG in it, you said spices. So you can't even trust your label. But as I said again, organic, non-organic, all that stuff don't mean a hill of beans, because none of it got the real stuff in it. I mean, organic does have less pesticides. Yes, you would like to get as much organic as you can, you know. And you don't want hybrids as much as you can. You want to dump the hybrids, you know, as much as GMO, you want to dump those things, you know. But you know, a lot of the stuff. So what I'm finding out is, which is why I'm looking at things entirely different, is we were reading in Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, and the merchants of the earth have deceived all nations through her sorcery. So it's not just pharmakia. I mean, pharmakia is not just the drug industry. It's not just the pills they give you. It's not just that stuff. It's all of these chemicals that they have put together in all of your food. All of your food. If they added anything to it, that's pharmakia. They're practicing sorcery on us through the Food and Drug Administration and through anybody that's in it, and the AMA and all the rest of these guys. So I know people would say, well, look at me, attacking the AMA, the FDA, and all that. And I'm not attacking anybody. I'm just sharing the truth of what this, and that's what it says. And it says it deceived the whole world through her sorcery. The question, it says, the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. So the scriptures have always been there telling us this. And I'm saying, well, how? The merchants of the earth are the tycoons. Who are the tycoons? The tycoons are the lords of the earth. All of these manufacturing companies and so forth that are using, you know, all of these different things are deceiving us all. And like we just said, tricking the body such that now, as we looked at the list of things that you're hypothyroidism, two, hypothyroidism is when you can detect it when you go to a lab. Hypothyroidism two is that you cannot detect it in the lab. The reason is the iodine is supposed to, your thyroid gland is supposed to produce thyroid hormone, which is a thyroid in the middle, which I showed y'all on the thing, and then surrounding it, it has four or three iodine molecules around it that protects it, okay? And that's what it secretes. So basically what happens is that if you don't have that, if you don't have T3s and T4s, or when they detect it, they say, oh, yeah, you got T3s and T4s, but you didn't detect that that's iodine surrounding it. No, it's not iodine surrounding it. They have made a rule that they're putting fluoride in the toothpaste, fluoride in your water, fluoride in all your stuff. And so you're eating the fluoride, and the fluoride, if you look at the table, the element table, you'll see that this is a hydrogen, I think that's how it's pronounced, halogen. It's under that category, and the top one is fluoride. So fluoride, when it interacts with any of iodine or any of the other ones underneath it, it replaces it. So what it sees is these T3s and T4s, but these are fake T3s and T4s. These are T3s and T4s that got fluoride around it, which they have put in the water and the food to trick your body into thinking it. And even if you get a test, it's going to say, no, you're fine. So that's what is called hypothyroidism too, because it cannot be detected. It thinks it has it, but it doesn't have it. And it's, it depends on how much iodine you have in your system. So that is where they are that's where the sorcery comes in at. And then we listed already, y'all listed to me, the list of things that you have, not able to learn correctly and so forth. And they've gone around the world and seen in different parts of the world where they had, where they were able to detect thyroidism, because they didn't have fluoride in those parts of the world, you know. So then they were able to detect, hey, they're lowering it. So if we give you these different things, then we're going to now increase it. And they were able to see a difference and have dealt with just what we talked about. A lot of people that's in prison, that's what they have, okay, because that, you know, you're lacking the iodine, okay? If you have mental understanding, can't perceive lots of different things of learning, that's because you actually have that, okay? And so they've detected this around the world, and they've been making changes. But so since they know that, they are able to keep certain people in certain areas so that they will only offer to you, I don't even know how much liquor affects you, because anything, well, what I'm doing now is thinking, okay, this is the key. I have a chart. I got to find it again, put it on my wall. This chart shows you how everything is connected, everything. It shows you of how the food industry makes the food, how they put it into the system, how it affects different people, and so forth. And, I mean, this is what I wanted to do my dissertation on. That's what I wanted to get my PhD, my doctorate on. But they told me, Manuel, that's impossible. Okay? That's number one. You can take a little piece out, and I said, okay, I'll take the piece out that deals with exercise and the environment. Yes, you take that little piece out, and you can write yours on that. That's what I did. So, but it's a whole system of training. It took, I think, 200 or whatever number of experts together to come together to come up with this chart and to, you know, show how they all interact and are interrelated. And I was like, yes, this is what I thought was happening. This is exactly what's happening. So, but now I can map that into, boom, this is the sorcery that the kings of the earth, the merchants of the earth, the tycoons of the earth, the lords of the earth, the princes of the earth, the presidents of the earth, the kings of the earth, the queens of the earth are practicing on their people. And so when you have, and so when we call it, I remember we called it a food desert, okay? There's food deserts in major urban environments, not just major urban environments where mom lives. Mom lives in South Carolina, and she lives in St. George. There is a food, that's what it's called, a food desert. And she says that she can go to the store, and she'll see at Piggly Wiggly and these different stores, they got old, fresh vegetables. And she says that what they do is they go into Summertown, and they have to drive a half an hour away to get good food that are fresh. And that what they believe is going on is that they take the food that doesn't sell there quickly enough, then they send it to St. George into these little towns, and that's the food. That's why it's called the food desert. So they only have depleted food and old food that the other cities are dumping. So yes, And then I was reading, and I was saying, okay. I remember I was in Atlanta. I think it was Atlanta. Yeah, it got to be Atlanta. So we was having this conference. So we were doing a conference, and we were having different speakers and so forth, engineering conference. I was presenting a paper. And so I said, okay, I need to find some place to eat. Okay, so everybody's going to their regular restaurants, the steak and the lobster and all the rest of the stuff. I said, man, I don't eat this junk. Okay, so I said, okay, where's the supermarket? Really? You asking for what? A supermarket? There's no supermarket around here. What are you talking about? There? Yeah, man, a supermarket, man, if you're half an hour away, bro. A supermarket? To buy fresh food? Yeah. And then that's when I realized this is the daggone food desert. They got the McDonald's. They got all the fast foods. They have restaurants. You know, all of them that will serve you two things, blood and starch. That is what's killing. That creates cyanide. And we know that cyanide is a poison. And that puts it in your brain. And so then you start reacting to it and you're losing. So, yes, literally, this thing is set up just as the Bible said it was. And all the world wandered after the beast. And then I wondered, okay, if we're in Babylon, if we're in the belly of the beast, okay, and we're now transforming the world into reflecting us, the superpower, quote unquote, superpower more than one way. Nuclear, that's one way. Education, that's another way. Drug industry, that's another way. And we're saying that we're going over to Africa and, yeah, mainly Africa, and I don't think India allows us in anymore, that we shoot them up with different things. And they said that's how many people have been saying for years, that we're shooting them up and experimenting with them with different diseases. So, but that's only one portion. The other portion is I'm finding out these African countries and Indian countries and all these countries are also accepting the McDonald's and the fast foods and all the rest of the joint. And they're thinking that now they are becoming civilized. They're becoming, you know, a superpower. No, you are becoming an idiot. You think that you had diseases. Now your disease rate is going to go up exponentially. So, yes, so they have the whole world to see. And the stuff that we're talking about and this diet, so that's why I said I'm looking at life from an entirely different viewpoint, totally. It's not even the same world as I thought it was before, because now I can see through it and see, wait a minute, man, this is sorcery. This is, okay. So I'm trying to, you know, get a grasp on this. But it is very interesting. And now some people are telling me, okay, Emmanuel, all right, Nate's wife, she works at a hospital. And she was mentioning that she's, you know, her thing is anesthetic. She puts people under. And they only put people under, and they do operations of people that are overweight and all over the world come there. And she's putting people that are 12 years old, 300 pounds. They could cut off some of their intestines and this, that. I mean, it's insanity. And she's saying that she's like a god there because she puts you to sleep, not put you to sleep. She has to give you oxygen because you don't even breathe anymore. Basically, you're dead. And they are now keeping you alive as they go through and cut on you and do all these different things. Then she has to get you right back and bring you back in so that you can start breathing by yourself and your heart rate can come back up and all the rest of that stuff. I'm like, what? Said, yeah, that's what's going on. So, yeah, it's on so many facets. So she was just mentioning that, hey, there's a lot of people that come in that have cancer and so forth. They would be interested in your diet. If you could supply people with real food and different food, because cancer patients are looking for any way out. Because there is no other way out. This is the only way out. For herbs, a lifestyle, and I'm saying, okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that people really were down. People were really serious about it. She said the only reason why they're serious about it because they are dying and they will do anything to stay alive. I said, wow. And they said, Emmanuel, you're just hiding everything from you and the world. You're hiding all this stuff. It's time for you to get it out, man. People are dying and they need what you got. I said, okay. We will see what we can do. So that's my goal. Maybe that's what the dream was of how I free people, you know, out of the system. I don't know. I don't have all the ramifications yet. But that's where I'm at, and that's how I see the world now. Any comments, thoughts?
Okay. Glad that it's working well for you and you're seeing progress and, you know, maybe something that maybe some way in the future I, you know, even do more. Like I said, I changed my own diet at the beginning of this year. I have a set schedule so that, you know, each day I'm working out during the week, or if I'm not working out, I still have other activities that I'm doing, you know, to keep myself busy and so forth. Stay dedicated. And then, of course, everyone knows, you know, the other things, ventures I'm in with, you know, giving back and this and that. So just try to stay focused to doing the right things. So maybe in the future something else I can look into.
All right, cool. Ayanpe? Now, hopefully, no problem. Yeah, she is on mute because nobody can hear her.
Okay, that's cool.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Now, I was saying, I think the information is very informative and, you know, definitely is, you know, something to consider. A lot of different things I can change in my diet. You know, lots of also taking Ramez's diet, but what you don't know, you don't know. So,
yeah. Yeah, and matter of fact, hopefully next time we're going to look at how exercise is a battery. So with the battery in your system, so the more exercise you get, the more you'll recharge. And you can feel it when you make a run or whatever. You know, and you breathe in that oxygen, you know you're doing good. And that's what that, and so many people that don't exercise don't, and they gain more weight, the battery is getting lower and lower and lower and lower. So those nine laws of health we've been talking about, yeah, they, man, hey, every one of them is sufficient for the body. And hopefully next time we'll cover some of that. I was going into some of that before. It's capacitors and this, that, and the other. So that one is a battery. So, you know, if your battery is low, you got a little bit of exercise, you're in trouble. Okay? So keep that in mind. Keep that as it rotates through there. Make sure you keep your exercise programs going, and you should feel a difference. And now, you know, hopefully we'll get oxygen and other things in, so that could help a whole lot. And the cell foods, the cellular foods, the herbs. And that's what the Bible says. The herbs are for the healing of the nation. Now, it is loud and clear to me what that means. Literally. That's why I say life is just taking on a whole nother dimension. Whole nother. All right. No more comments or questions. We have someone offer up a word of prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we all got a chance to come together and, you know, listen and share new information and get a chance to grow and learn new things. We ask that you just give us protection as we all go our separate ways and reunite us again. Help us all to have a wonderful and productive day. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.